Skill shortages, limited infrastructure and rampant material costs are stopping houses being built, and an incoming law change car won't fix that. That's the take of Auckland's City's Planning Committee chair, who says the government's new intensification policy fails to address immediate problems. With the support of National, the government is to make councils adopt intensification of cities and let them rezone more greenfield land. Jordan Bond reports.
Chris Darby, the Auckland councillor who chairs its planning committee, says zoning regulations are not the thing holding Auckland back from building more.
The significant constraint right now in Auckland is in the area of infrastructure funding, so putting in the infrastructure on the back of developments or prior to a development. The second area is the major shortage in skills, labour, to support the actual construction. And the third area is the skyrocketing price of materials.
Mr. Darby says these are the immediate problems in Auckland. And all of them, he says, would improve with solid government intervention. On the streets of Auckland, there's concern about the path to rapid building.
I mean, the housing is an issue, but then more houses creates more pressure in other areas, like infrastructure and things like that.
I mean, I'm appalled at the houses they're throwing up in New Zealand, all over New Zealand, not just in Auckland. Dense housing with no schooling, nowhere to park the cars. They're all on the roads. There's just no thought gone into it.
Research released today from the Royal Society, Te Aparangi, states the housing situation in New Zealand is at a critical level. One of the authors, Distinguished Professor of Public Health Philippa Howden-Chapman, says it's high time for more political bipartisanship on housing, which has to be a core focus.
The government needs to be involved in building affordable housing, and that it's not doesn't become a political football and saying, oh, the market can do it better, because we know the market doesn't build affordable housing.
The report outlines how rental homes are more often damp, cold and overcrowded, which contributes to tens of thousands of children being hospitalised a year from things like rheumatic fever. And the psychological effects of expensive or insecure housing have effects far broader than just in the home. Dr. Shiloh Groot of Auckland University says these are not just numbers, there are very real human effects of a failing housing market.
So you have parents who are suicidal because they can't meet living costs, they're having to make decisions between either feeding their children or paying their rent. So increasingly, home ownership is just not a reality for so many New Zealanders. It's just out of reach, so people are working longer and harder, which means family life suffers, romantic life suffers, social life suffers, your personal life suffers.
The government did release modelling which estimated at least 28,000 extra homes could be built in Auckland by 2030 under the new medium density rules. Chris Darby, the councillor, however, described the intensification policy as prescriptive. He says it might result in more houses over time, but not necessarily good ones.
There is very little here outside of yield and quantity that gives me confidence that the outcomes are going to be quality, endurable outcomes that Aucklanders expect to see on their streets.
Wider housing regulations under the National Policy Statement for Urban Development will also be brought forward by a year to August 2023. The changes are supported by the opposition, which the government says gives councils, developers and homeowners confidence that policy won't suddenly be reversed.